Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Scott Capurro is here with us. Scott, are you so excited about the Warriors and the playoffs? And
oh, is that when is that?
It's starting up really soon.
Oh, are they in the playoffs?
Yes.
They're playing so good, those guys.
Mm.
I love that sport. Which one is it? It's basketball. Basketball, right? Because I bought my dad a Warriors baseball cap. Basketball cap. Is that basketball? Did I get it right? I got it right, right? They're San Francisco. Are they San Jose Warriors or San Francisco?
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, for fans of the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, Golden State. Yeah. California team. Whee!
We have been playing Warriors trivia all week. This is your last chance to get qualified for this huge Warriors playoff prize package, which includes a pair of tickets to the first home game at Oracle Arena, an autographed Draymond Green jersey, and an autographed Steph Curry basketball. So this is quite the prize pack. Four qualifiers. It doesn't matter.
It sounds really exciting.
It's so exciting. So we are going to start with the trivia question. Go ahead and ask it.
Next one on the list is... How many children does Steph Curry have?
How many kids does Steph Curry have? That's
he's probably a young guy if he's a pro basketball player.
It's not for you to guess.
Can I just guess?
No. Starting with caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. We are going to...
It's a very fun game.
You're not playing it.
Oh.
You're just here. You're a guest.
So shut up.
So shush.
Okay.
800-400-3697, starting with caller number 9. We'll keep going until we get a winner, but we're starting with caller number 9.
So exciting. I love live sport.
Hooman on the phones today, and our first line. Oh, Hooman, we're still waiting.
Oh,
so,
I didn't know you. Oh, line 5. Take line 5.
All right. Well, I'm
going for 9.
All right. Hello there. What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, here's your question.
Brian, how many children does Steph Curry have?
2.
I'm sorry, incorrect.
Oh, Brian, nice
try. That's exactly what I would have guessed.
No, I would have said 3, but who knows, right?
Well, don't guess.
I know. I'm not guessing. I'm not part of the game.
Andrea on line 6.
Andrea?
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hello, Andrea.
All right, it's your chance to take a shot at this. Here's the question.
How many children does Steph Curry have?
Well, my daughter and I say 3.
It is 3.
3 is
wow. Well done.
You and your daughter are correct.
Wow.
So you are one of 4 qualifiers that we have for this huge prize package.
Oh,
are you a big fan?
Huge fan. So excited.
This would be great.
My 12-year-old daughter, Kyla.
Will the two of you go together if you win?
Hey, Andrea, can you name the kids?
Oh.
That's not part of the game.
That's not part of it. You don't lose.
I know Riley.
Yeah, Riley, Ryan, and I believe it's Cannon. It's Canon.
Oh, nice.
Sure, Cannon.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice names.
Right. Well, listen, Andrea, you've qualified, so you have a 25% chance of winning. I'm going to put you on hold, and you get to talk to Hooman now.
Oh.
Yay!
Thank you.
That's the difficult part. Oh, man.
No, that's the good part.
Ryan is my favorite boy name.
Ryan?
Yeah, I really like
Why
it.
Why is Ryan's...
I don't know. It just sounds sweet and kind of naive. I used to work with a Ryan when I waited tables in Sausalito, and he was a blonde busboy. He was so cute.
You never dated a Ryan, though.
I never did. I no.
That you know of.
Yeah.
You don't know
I never really
names.
Dated my type. That was always a sad thing. I always end up dating people that weren't my type. And that's where the difficulties begun. I think it's because, you know, when you meet someone, you think, I'm not interested in this person at all. I mean, they seem nice, but I'm not. And then you build sort of an addiction to them that has very little to do with how they look.
No.
That's how I am, just so you know.
Wow.
Anyway, I know. I mean, my husband's not really, he's not really my type. When I met him, English wasn't really his first language, and that was difficult, and he doesn't know about French literature.
Well, he used to call you Scotch.
He did Scotch.
Yeah, I always wonder what you guys talk about because you actually always chastise people for not reading.
Doesn't
enough.
Understand cinema in the 20th century and its effect on public culture. Anyway,
but you got addicted to him, is what you're admitting.
I did. Yeah, even though
he's, how's that going?
It's all right. He got the bug out of his neck. He got the big bug out of his neck.
Yeah. So
ooh, that was a big one. Ooh.
So
crawled
you're
across the bathroom floor.
He got a. How did he get?
He woke me up at 3:30. Kapoor, I'm dying. Kapoor, I'm dying. What's wrong? Look what I. And he has it in his hand. This big bloody tick. I'm like, oh my god, what is? He said, Kapoor, I found this in my neck. We were at the beach. How he got them, I don't know. You know, it's
is
never
he laying down in the
never
grass.
Never a dull moment. We had dogs with us. We had some friends' dogs. Anyway, he put it on the bathroom floor so he could take a photo. It was crawling. I'm like, it's still alive. It's alive. So he's flushed down the toilet, which you never should do. You should freeze it so the doctors can look at it later.
Put it in a baggie.
Yeah, put it in a Tupperware and stick it in the freezer. And so I spoke to my doctor the next day because I had an appointment. He said, no, we don't get Lyme disease in San Francisco. That's a Marin thing. Don't worry about it.
Oh, really?
It's a Marin thing.
I see.
Okay, he said, I've never seen it here. He's 27. But then he said, did you get the whole thing out? I said, yeah, it was moving. He said, great. Was it full of blood? I said, it wasn't too fat. He's like, probably wasn't in there long enough. You're probably fine. Anyway, next. That's how the UC medical system works.
No, not
here.
Next. You said, hey, while we're at it, why don't you take a look at my
my gonads needed a check because he was cute. And like 5'8" Jewish guy, adorable. And I'm like, can you check these out? Check it out since we're in here, you know.
So is this something that you had a question about because you had felt
it? Was.
It?
I went in there because I
because you're constantly like feeling around that area.
Well, no, because I left some stuff and I had to leave some. I had to leave some.
Did you? Why?
Some body product.
Why?
Into a because at my age they check you for things. At
like
my
what?
Oh God, Jesus. Colon cancer. They want to check.
Oh, so you pooped in a box?
I had to earlier.
Oh, it was poop.
No, earlier. When I first got here, the first few days I was here, I pooped in a box.
I saw an ad for
pooping in a box.
Well, but it's like what a cola. I can't even remember the name of it. But it was an
Coca-Cola
ad where you can skip the colonoscopy just by using this and the. It's a box.
Yes, you do. And
like
they
you use the box
they
and
check
send
it, for,
it in.
Yeah,
they
check it for blood. You put it in the mail. I was
what
embarrassed
a horrible
by that.
Job it must be to open those boxes and take whatever sample.
Merry Christmas.
It's just
well,
how
you know
awful.
What?
It's good,
well,
though.
I saw the ad and thought, hey, if I can get checked and make sure I'm good
without having
I'll
to
do
get
that.
A scope.
That's what I mean.
Right.
And you put a little napkin in the toy and then you scoop it out with a little spoon. It's really cute. And then you stick it in, bing, in
so
the
so you did that.
U.S. Post. I did. And they said, well, come in. We'll talk about this. So I went in, talked about that. I'm like, how's my poo? He's like, that's fine. I'm like, good guy. Thanks, guy. Hey, guy. And he said, there's nothing in there we need to worry about. He said, how's the rest of you? I said, well, you know, when I run sometimes and then I'm standing all night with a show, this happens like twice a month, my gonads ache. They just hurt. And I said, if I sit down or lay down, it usually goes away. He's like, interesting. I'm like, I know, it is interesting, isn't it? What do you
so
think
you were all
that?
Excited because he was interested in your...
But
you
then
baited
he,
him.
Well, then he left
nicely
the room. I'm like,
done.
Where are you going, guy? He's like, I'll be right back. I'm like, oh, wait. And he came back in with an older doctor. He's like, we've got to check you. I'm like, oh, you brought your dad in. All right. So he's like, drop it. So I did. And he's looking around. And it's difficult when they're looking around because it kills the mood. You know, I waited for the music to start and the lights to drop like bounce.
So do
bounce,
you get
bounce,
aroused bounce. When that happens?
No, I don't because it's a medical moment, Sarah. Adults
really?
Don't get
but
aroused.
But it's getting handled. adults don't get aroused.
No,
so.
Plus he put gloves
or is it
on.
Your whole Viagra
well,
problem.
He put on blue gloves. It made it seem impersonal. I'm like, well, I guess you're not enjoying this yourself. So if they're not liking it, it's hard for me to. I want everyone to have fun. That's why I'm a comic, to bring the room together. And like we did Martinez last night where I sold out. Anyway.
Oh. Oh, but hold on.
Oh, God.
Before we get
what
to
do they
story.
Say? What do they say?
Saw Scott and Martinez last night. He was hysterical.
Yay! Well, you know, it's a great room. I'm there again tonight. We're sold out, so don't try. But it was great. And we had a family in the front row, four people, with the 21-year-old son who's still living at home. So that's a half hour right there, right? He's right. He's dressed in like he looks like a homeless guy. And the mother's like, oh, I know he's still. And then the stepfather who's raising him, who's like hands gripped together, Mike, Magic Mike, we called him. Hands like, no, he's fine. It's fine that we're all still living in the same house. We'd like him to go. That was really funny. So that was great. And the locals all know each other there. They're all mildly inbred. It was really, really fun. Five sons. Anyway, and you're coming on Saturday, right?
I'm coming Saturday for
Redwood
sure.
City. We're almost sold out on that.
Oh,
that
good.
One. Yeah, it'll be really, really fun, that
awesome.
One. And that's a free wheel. Anyway, so yes, the doctor said, well, let me, he said, oh, actually, he found a lump.
So he's feeling around. He found.
He's like, oh, it's this. I'm like, that's me. And I'm still a bit winky-winky thinking there's nothing wrong with me, obviously.
Obviously.
What's going on down there? They're all shiny. And but the thing is, I hadn't, it was like 10 a.m. I hadn't showered and stuff. I've got my stuff out. You know, so I know.
Oh, God. You went to the doctor's offices without showering?
I didn't know we'd get it out of there. We're going to talk about my.
Well, what did you think it was? Oh, it was just a discussion.
I'd already put it in the cup.
I
didn't, the hazmat had been done. I didn't think we're hazmat again with the gloves on and stuff. I didn't know. Oh, this is for the kids. A lesson learned. Always shower before the doctor, right?
You never know when they're going to be like, oh, man.
Even when you're on Medicare, especially when you're on Medicare, always shower. Anyway, so anyway, he found a lump, and now he said you've got to go in and have the sonicared or sonogrammed, whatever, immediately.
So they're going to sonicare. Slightly different.
I've got a sonicare.
So you're going today.
I'm going.
Toothbrushing, break that thing up.
Going in a half hour. I'm like, what? Oh, really? You found what? The total Sex in the City moment, like Samantha when they found a lump. I'm like, what? Wait, what? No, he said, yeah, there's something here. He said, I don't know what it is, but we've got to have it checked immediately.
Wow.
And the older doctor.
Can you feel it too?
Yeah, but I just thought it was me, just more of me. I'm like, oh, more of me.
There's
third
a little
one.
Gristle in there.
Well, you know, I have projectile teeth. That's just more of my alien
makeup.
Yeah,
you do.
I do. So I thought, I've got, there's three of them, right? It's amazing you haven't had kids yet. So, but no, he said, it's soft. It's not a hard lump, so we're not that worried, because if it was hard, then we'd have to bring in surgery immediately. But no, it's. He said it might just be lymph node drainage or a little, why am I talking? Or Venus. It might be Venus, which I thought sounded pretty.
Venus?
That's my drag name. Well, actually, those are swollen veins. It might just be swollen veins in a clump.
I see.
Either way, none of it's glamorous, Brian, I've got to tell you. So they're going to.
So they're going to scan it today and then decide what to do about it.
Then by 9 o'clock,
but he
I'll
feels
know
that
my
is
life expectancy. Yeah, he feels like it's got to be done right away.
But he feels that that's what your aching gonad problem must be.
Exactly. Yeah. It might just be age, because you know when you see old guys on the beach in Europe and they're wearing the Speedo and stuff is hanging out, the junk's hanging out. It might just be junk hanging out. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I didn't want to talk about this on the air because I've got shows, so I don't want people to be worried. I'm fine, I think. I mean, my waist is fine. There's no
there's no extra anything.
Well, there's
there.
No blood in there, so I'm fine in there, right? So that's good, right? Yeah. Everybody's looking down their paper. No one's paying attention. You guys are all ignoring me right now.
Look into my balls.
You asked me for intimate details about. Thank you, Yuzette, for listening. Yuzette's the only one that cares, right? And
I
she
care.
Got stuff on her mind. She's got a house with problems and stuff, but she's still got time for me and my nads. Thank you, Yuzette.
So, by the way,
yes,
someone says that you had nice things to say about me last night.
I did.
What did you say, Scott?
I said that you're beautiful. Oh, to the guy, the 21-year-old who's single in the front row. Mm-hmm. I said, you should come to a live show. I mean, Yuzette, she's beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. She might be an inspiration for you. Because, well, my type is dark-haired women, a bit older than me, you know, and I like full-figured women. I'm like,
wow. Oh,
this
wow.
sounds like someone I know, right?
Goodness gracious.
But I'm not, he's aware that you're married. But there's a woman sitting behind him that fit that description as well. I'm like, well, start talking to Anne. She's right behind you. Anne's single now.
Look at you go.
Right. I'm trying to fix people up.
Matchmaker.
Full service.
I want everyone. That's what I do, right?
Find me a find. Catch me a catch.
I just felt bad for him, 21 and straight-ish, living in the Bay Area. He should have someone in his life, right? Living
at
home.
It's hard when you live at home, you know.
He's working at like a clothing shop, but like sport clothing stuff.
Oh, that's fun.
I'm like, but you couldn't wear anything nice to the show. You know, he had like plimsoll. Soles with no socks on. I'm like, you're
what
never.
What are those?
You know, the
plimsoles.
Like sneakers that don't lace up. You know, those ones that look like Vans. You know, like whatever. Okay, those, sure.
Slip-ons.
Like yeah, slip-ons.
Like
yeah,
these.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Sarah's wearing.
God,
right.
Sarah. But you know, but you're married. You have a job. You're fine. Right? But this guy.
The looks, who cares?
Well, when you're 21, you should dress it up a little bit. You know, on a night out. I don't know.
On a night out, I agree.
And Martinez is fancy now.
Oh.
It's really nice.
Martinez.
Edson loves, he wants to move there. We're in the old town of Martinez, but we drove through.
Our old boss, remember Lurkin' Lou?
He
used to live in Martinez, didn't he? They had a beautiful house there.
I grew up there. My father's house was there. I spent all my summers there when I was a kid. I used to get beaten up by my stepsisters, pushed downstairs and stuff. But still, my memories of it are lovely. It's really nice.
Other than
yeah, they pushed
abuse.
Me down the stairs. And Kathy tried to drown me a couple times. She held me under the water. Anyway, we can see why. Look what I'm like. I was always this way, sort of. Although at that time, I didn't have three nads. I just had two. Now I've got three.
You have two and a half.
I know. It's still growing.
Two and a half nads.
Coming strong. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, it's It's difficult getting older and finding things that don't belong there, you know, yeah. But we're going to see what they are
later.
Well,
things extra growth happens.
Should I report back when I find out what they are?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Should I text you?
Sure.
And say, yeah.
Absolutely. I'd absolutely give an update.
All right.
If you can get it to us by 9:45 or
I met a woman last night who's been listening to you since the inception of your show for 22 years, she told me.
Oh.
And she's texted in many times that she loves you guys. She said, tell them I'm here. I'm like, I will. What's your name? She told me and I don't remember.
Oh, no.
I know. Let's say Amy, which is what I've called my third girl.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Did you sleep last night?
I did. Yeah, I slept fine.
Did you have to eat pot in order to be able to sleep?
With knowing about the third,
I have been smoking a bit of weed. Cause,
yeah, you turned into a real pothead.
Well, your audience is. They give me weed at shows all the time.
Oh.
What can I do, you know?
What can you do?
Well, and Bryn has said, whatever weed you can collect, please get for me. So I've been collecting weed for
did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
That's interesting.
Yeah, he said, I like the oily stuff, the really grassy, oily stuff. So I've been asking for that. Yeah. People bring it by.
You know, it's legal now. He could just go get that.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, he's a family man.
You clearly have no idea. Grassy and oily?
Yeah. His family, his parents are really judgy, so because he's the hope for that family. I know that's sad. Too.
I'm the hope.
Yeah, you're the hope. You are.
He is so not.
He's the prodigy.
Hope for that
he
family.
Is. No, he is.
That's hilarious.
They just gave him another building. He owns half
I don't
of San Bruno. Anyway, so
coming up with this material.
Yeah,
Scott.
He needs some weed, so I'm getting weed from him. And my husband likes to smoke it on the balcony outside. You know.
Right. Oh, you have a little balcony.
We
place
do
here?
A little. Well, it's not a balcony really.
You just can open up the window
and
sort
it's
of step
a, and it's a. You know, a fire escape. So he goes out there and smokes the weed. I don't want him smoking in the house.
Yeah, no.
I like smoking in the car. You get really high in the car. Woo! When you're driving, it's fun.
That's, you know what? That's also
that,
illegal.
Scott.
Oh, but we don't
illegal.
Do it. I'm not saying we do it.
Right.
God, I just, oh, my third. It's my third. It's making me dizzy. It's my third. Making me say things
it's that
taking
all the blood. Supplies.
Down, Amy. Down, Amy. Oh, it's getting all swollen right now. Oh, little Amy.
Named Amy.
Little Amy.
Good They're, for you.
Ryan and Riley were in there. They weren't expecting a third. Now they've got triplets.
So you're not even worried about it. That's good.
If I had symptoms otherwise, I would be worried.
Well, that whole achiness thing.
Yeah, there's a symptom.
Huh. I mean, you did ask about it because you're aching.
Did you ever ache when you're on your feet all day long? But you don't really do a job like
area?
That. Yeah, in the balls
no.
area.
Yeah, that seems indicative of something.
But I'm running like 18 to 20 miles a week. So he said, I'm at your age, you know.
So you're thinking it's like a somewhat exploded vein, like varicose and holding on to and getting achy.
Well, it might be that. I mean, I think it might. What? Are you all right?
That's
it might
disgusting.
Be, it might be part of the training.
You have varicose veins on your balls?
Everybody that's does. You do too. I can see those in your jeans right
thing.
Now.
That's it, a, it is a that's thing. A thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The bulging what? Veins.
No, the big bulging veiny ball.
But it sounds
thing.
Like you have, you know, more of like an explosion.
Maybe it is
big enough to name.
Exploding balls. Big Amy. I'm calling it Big Amy now. So yeah, it's Big Amy's exploding. But you know, it might, you know, because you get all these aches and pains when you're running, and I'm training for half marathon. So maybe it's just that.
Newman seems to be fascinated. He's leaning in. He's on the mic. I mean, are you?
I, you know, I'm in and out of this conversation, but I was wondering. With these varicose veins,
we don't know that that's what they are. But okay, let's label it. Go ahead.
Well,
yes, go.
Isn't that what you said?
Sarah did.
Oh, she
knows so much about this. Anyway, yeah, go on.
You're calling our ball veins varicose veins?
Well, Sarah's saying that that's a thing. She's with John has them. Her husband John has them. That
he
do you get a big,
doesn't actually.
You said that he had them. I thought you said he had a varicose vein in his ball. Isn't that what you said? That's what you brought it up. That's why you're concerned because you mentioned that John had them off the air. But I thought so. We're talking about mine on the air. We'll mention his too. You said John had a ball problem.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought that's what you said.
But varicose veins are very common in
with John
in testicles
and your husband. Yeah. No. Well,
is that
okay.
what they're called?
Yes.
Yes. They bulge out. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. Don't say that about John. You're married to him.
Just
that's why he's not
they're,
touching
they're,
you.
And they're not disgusting either. I don't care.
Oh, right.
Have
about
whatever
John,
kind of veins you want.
Yeah, John, have whatever veins you want. Anyway, so yes, it's an issue. But I don't know that that's what I have. I don't know. I can't see. I've been looking at him a lot, too.
I'll bet you have.
And I trimmed everything for the examination.
Well, I mean, today.
This morning. Yeah, today
you,
I showered.
Now you
I
got know all, you needed to shower.
I almost shaved my. Can I say nipple? I almost shaved. I was like, it was 7 a.m. I'm like, Edson's time. I'll be right there, honey. I took the race. Oh, my God. So I shot blood out of my right. I know. I almost shaved it right off. You got to be
your
careful.
Your nipple?
It's fine. I taped it back on, but you got to be careful at 7 a.m. So my nipple's bleeding and my third gonad.
Let's have a look at that.
No, it really hurts, actually.
Let's see it.
I don't. Do you want to
go on?
It's all right now. Can you see? I almost shaved it on the side. It looks all right.
Super
now.
Red.
Yeah, I'm super
it is
red. I know because I shaved it.
You have
I know.
A large nipple.
Thank you.
It's a surprisingly large man nipple.
My husband likes. He's He calls him Dem. Dem nipples. I love them nipples.
Dem in the morning. Oh, my God.
He'll reach for him and go, Kapoora, I love them nipples. So I'm like, honey, off
let
them.
Let me get some of Dem.
I love them. Love them nipples.
Oh, my God.
He likes them.
Hey,
he,
Scott.
Yes.
I have this one weird hair.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's not out of my nipple, but it's like right there.
Of course.
And so I always have to put my hand right
yes.
there and
shave
it.
Oh, because you shave it right off.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
It comes up like every couple
you
months.
You should pluck it because then
no.
the adventure-
I don't even own tweezers.
No,
use
that. That's what the right
what?
Way. Don't pluck. Yeah. You don't want to open to open that up for infection.
No, there'll be no infection. I'm telling you, you pluck a hair a couple times and it just doesn't.
And try to get
back.
The root,
no,
it's right?
No,
yeah,
that's
gotta get that whole follicle.
You're doing it the right way. Use that actually. The
no, it comes back all stubbly.
No, no, no. It's you don't want to pluck ever.
Pluck.
If you no
pluck.
God.
Pluck.
No, anyway, so yes, bleeding and shiny gonads. That's that's the name of my next one person show.
Bleeding and shiny gonads.
I'll let you guys know what happens.
Are you sure? Not Islamophobia 4?
I may not make it to the next one person show if Big Amy explodes too much. I'm sure I'm fine. You
Big
guys think,
Amy now.
Do I look like I have
a problem?
Any, yeah,
mm-hmm.
do I?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess walking around the city with my puna bag wasn't a problem enough.
So
now.
Scott is
this okay, you guys? Does it look okay? What do you think? Is this okay? Can you put that in the mail, please? No, I want to show you first at the bus stop. The burrito lady. What do you think, burrito lady? She's
oh,
like, can you get
died.
That? Can you get that out of my
no,
store,
the,
please?
Taco
chick.
Tamale lady.
Is this weird? Yeah. What, carrying your poo in a bag? Yeah, put it in the post. Get it out of the. Can you get it out of my burrito place?
It's weird
please?
That we mail poo through the post.
And it says something about like sensitive date on it or something. Like this has to be dealt with urgently on the top left
oh.
corner. So you know that everyone who's handling it, not just the medical people, but everyone knows. Oh God, well, hazmat this.
Right?
Is it clunking around inside the box?
No, you put it in a little. No, if you'd had corn, no, you put it in a little vial. Put it in a little vial, and then you
oh.
wrap. That in plastic,
oh.
and then you put that in a plastic.
How
bag.
Do you get in the vial? Do you have to?
It's got a little scooper, a little poop scooper.
So you poop into the thing you spread across the toilet, and then you scoop a little bit.
It
out
looks like a little.
The whole
it, you know what it looks
in.
Like? What it reminded me of the old days. It looked like a Coke shovel. Remember those little tiny little Coke shovels you used to get when you bought your cocaine? That was a long time ago. Anyway, look at a tiny Coke shovel, but it's not. It's for the poop. So you.
I don't
scoop
remember
a little
the
bit.
Coke shovel.
Yeah, well, it's because you just stuck it right in. But anyway, we people of the class use a shovel. Anyway,
what?
So yeah,
oh, the classy Coke.
Yeah,
knew about
shovel.
The it was a little golden shovel.
Yeah, with your little initials in there. Anyway,
right.
So yeah, am
so
I
listen,
done?
You are.
I'm
so
done.
Scott,
man, am I done?
Scott, I do want an update though.
Out.
If you find out, so
yeah, I'll let you, know.
You are at Clandestine Brewery in San Jose.
Yes.
Tomorrow night for
yeah,
Friday
we've
night.
We've only got like 50 tickets left for that one. That's going to be a disaster. But anyway, yes. Saturday, San Jose. It's always a disaster. Always.
Why?
Well, as in Felton last week.
And that was a disaster.
We heard
it was great.
It was great. Mountain people, they're lovely. But it was just, anyway, the venue. Maybe we'll talk about that someday. They're having a lot of drama there. But the show was fantastic.
Then on Saturday night, you're in Redwood City. That's
yes.
one Yuzi's going to go
that
to.
Venue. Yeah.
Freewheel
really
Brewing Company.
Freewheel,
and
Devin.
People can go to RadioAlice.com and get all the information on our dear friend, Scott Capro. Always nice to see you. I'm
and
sorry
if I'm
to
not
hear
ill,
about your exploding.
I'll rename my testicle Devin after the guy who runs Freewheel. Go from Amy to Devin. If I call you and say Devin's fine, then you know I'm all right.
Then,
but if I say
okay.
Big Amy's
so
exploded, you'll know to be my next to last show. Yeah,
okay.
I'll tell you everything.
Great.
And
well,
I hope John's varicose
I'm
is
sure
okay,
I'm sure there'll
too.
Be no mix-up
yeah.
where that's concerned.
Yeah.
Talking code about
yeah.
your
well,
health.
Just so you know, because right. I don't want the medical profession to find out about my condition. I want to tell them on my own, right? Because
isn't that what you go to them for?
No,
so they
I go.
Can tell you?
I go anonymously. I don't want them to know anything about me that I don't already have to tell them.
Oh,
right, because you don't want.
I don't
to,
know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't want them to know my condition.
They all know me
no.
at my doctor's.
I go.
Office.
I change my name every time I go.
I don't. That's impossible.
Today I'm
they
Carl.
Don't do that.
No, I'm Carl. I'm Carl.
I was
yeah.
gonna say you look like Cindy.
All right. Well, that's my last name, Carl Cindy.
Okay.
Mr. Cindy in the waiting. Are you? Yeah. Yes. Yes.
It's me, Carl Cindy.
Yeah,
C-C.
That's me today, Carl Cindy. You're fine. Oh, thank God. I can change my name. Oh,
right.
I don't have to change it.
Mr.
Wait, who
Cindy.
Am I? Get out!
We'll see you next time.
No
Sky Caparo.
No.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch this show live. Go to radioalice.com/watch. It takes you directly to the Looking Glass where our guy Vaughn is switching the cameras and making us all look really cute, getting our best angles, especially on Hooman. Hooman does the blue steel look all morning. Give him the blue steel into the camera. Oh. I felt that. That was electric. Buddy, you could be watching this show, radioalice.com/watch.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by radioalice.com. That's our station's website. I was going to say, don't wear it out, but you to wear it out. That
20 hits a day would be great.
The correct reference.
Do some
at
page
all.
Viewing. Yeah.
Click.
Just click around.
Clickety click.
It would really help us. Thank you.
Here's what's happening. Sharks won last night. They play again on Friday at home. This is the playoffs, everyone.
Exciting time.
Right. And the Warriors begin their playoff run on Saturday versus the Clippers. So this story is, it's rare that you mention a story that you sort of are aware of and wondering. And this is one that I'd planned to do. I meant to do it at 7, but I don't know. I get confused.
Oh. Is this the thing where freaking Big Brother lives at my house?
Well, now don't get carried away, but a lot of people have the Amazon product that sits in your home and you ask it questions.
It has that lady's name.
You want it to play music or answer a question or whatever.
The reason Lexi had to change her name.
Right.
To Lexi.
Amazon employs, so here's the story. Amazon employs a global team that transcribes the voice commands and feeds them back into software to help improve that device's grasp on human speech so it can respond more efficiently in the future. Now, to me, this sounds very normal. If you're trying to improve a product that you have out there in people's homes,
sure.
Why wouldn't you be doing everything you can
to get it to respond in a more human way?
And you're in competition with all the other bigs.
Everybody's got stuff.
Google's got one.
Mm-hmm.
Apple's got
one.
Right. They're all good. So there's no doubt that you're trying to get the best possible responses from these devices for the people that use them. So it's thousands of full-time workers and contractors in several countries, including the United States, Costa Rica, and Romania, and they listen to as many as 1,000 audio clips in shifts that last up to 9 hours.
So they are hearing your voice as you talk to your device.
Mm-hmm. The audio clips they listened to were described as mundane and even sometimes possibly criminal, including listening to a potential sexual assault. So they're hearing whatever's going on there.
So you're saying they're not just listening to the commands that you give. They're listening in on your house.
I didn't say that. What I'm saying is these are some of the things they're hearing when they hear these clips. So I don't think they can go live. I don't think it's a live mic that they turn on and are listening into your dinner time conversations. But I do think if you've addressed this device and something is happening, then it's being recorded. That's what I'm thinking. It doesn't say here specifically. They employ these people to listen to these recordings. It's often just requests made to that device where they're trying to get the best possible response.
I'm so rude to my device. I say the meanest things
what
to
do you
her.
Mean?
I say please.
Oh, do you?
I'm ridiculous.
Not me. She's so stupid. Like, she never understands me. So I'm like, no, stop. I call her a bitch all the time.
Oh, my God, Sarah.
I know. Well, she doesn't. She has no feelings.
Yeah. Well. You don't need to get all out of control like that.
Well, now I'm going to have to be a little nicer, aren't I? Knowing that these people are listening to what I say. And the bitch is not the worst of it.
Amazon is saying that these employees do not have direct access to information that can identify the person or account as part of this workflow.
So they couldn't be like, oh, I listen to Sarah and Vinny every day and I know they all have these devices. I'm going to hear what they're talking about
right,
at home.
They could not.
You're sure about that? You're positive.
They also are saying all the information is treated with high confidentiality. Now, that part.
Well, see, the reason that this was on the news this morning, though, is because these people make jokes about this in the office. Like, they're comparing notes and playing these things for other people and actually laughing at or being horrified by as whatever turn might come, by sharing these amongst themselves.
Well, that's a workplace situation, right?
Shouldn't that not be allowed, though?
Well, what do you...
It's bad enough that they're listening to your actual
You've hired
voice.
Humans.
Mm, yes.
And humans do what they do.
Humans do do what they do.
Hey!
So.
Hey!
Big movie review.
That's right. You waited all week for it.
I know. My God. It's so good you're working today and tomorrow.
I know.
Amazing. Just why? So you can just bask in the glory of the...
He's filling in for me tomorrow, everyone. He'll be here.
You're going to be here tomorrow.
Am I?
Yes.
Oh man.
You're taking off. I'm taking off.
So am I.
If you're taking off.
And so am I.
All right. We're all taking off.
No, we're not.
Right. Humans working.
We're all taking our pants off.
Become we're taking our pants off?
Hey, so you can turn off this setting on your phone, though, to improve Alexa's. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, yeah. Don't say her name.
Oh, Bryn.
We just woke her up.
But you can go onto your phone and manage how your data is improved.
Data?
Because it's supposed to... Whatever, dude. It's supposed to, you know, you can turn off how you improve the...
So you're saying you would be omitted from these thousands of...
That's correct, yes.
I'm not surprised by that at all. We always get those warnings like, hey, do you want to send back to Apple if something goes wrong?
Want feedback on this?
I usually say no.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah, leave me out of that.
I'll just reboot the thing and start over.
Right.
What am I doing? Nothing.
Right. Can't even find the hack button.
Nothing of value, that's for sure.
That's interesting. Send me the directions on how to do that. I don't need them listening to the mean things I say to her.
All right, we'll do.
Turns out, you know, now I feel like I'm actually yelling at other people. I thought it was just the girl.
Well, you got to figure. Like I said, they're in big time competition to make these things better than the...
They're already... I think they're really good.
Then why are you so mad at her all the time?
She just doesn't seem to understand my feelings on 650 things.
650 says, Sarah's absolutely right. The device whose name starts with A is outrageously stupid.
Oh, so stupid. She's so stupid. Like, I mean, it couldn't even be further from the thing that I asked you for. And please stop talking about it. This is the longest answer I've ever heard. And then sometimes she's talking so loud, she can't hear me yelling at her to stop.
Well, I wish I had the button back at home base to say, well, do it yourself, fool. I could tell you what's up, what's what.
Yeah, no, but that's the whole point of me having her.
Right,
you know.
But I'm just saying, I mean, you're so, like, hostile
about it. It's funny, you know what the fun game is to play with her is to say, hey, lady, play the song, and then, like, whatever conversation you're having, like, we do this at dinner, actually, more than we probably should, whenever we're all sitting around the table, and you can say, you know, any two combination of words, and if there's a song called that, like, she'll play it, or she'll play something close to it. And one time we go, because I was making pancakes, I was like a pancake robot. So I'm like, you know, as I'm making pancakes for everyone and kind of putting them over, my kid goes, you're like a pancake robot. I go, hey, you, play pancake robot. And sure enough, the song comes right up. It's a pancake robot. So I don't know, we play that all the whenever we're making pancakes. But it's super fun. Your daughter would love it.
Last night, we got gifted this pizza oven. And last night, we decided to try it. Right there at 4 o'clock. It took forever. By the time we were done cleaning it up, it was 8 o'clock. But at one point in mid-party,
yes,
the missus goes, hey, thingy, play Queen. And on comes the song that we listen to that is about Freddie Mercury loving another man so very much. And my whole family is singing. Well, the baby's just making noise, but... The missus
having
is
a good time.
Yeah, and I'm like, I've got this whole rap about that song. I'm like, never mind. Let
I'm not going to share
fun.
With my kids. Having a good time.
So they're loving it. They're singing it at the top of their lungs. And then it ends and they go, hey, thingy, play that again. I'm like, oh, my God.
And did she do it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Play that again.
They just
she figured it out.
Enjoyed Freddie enjoying a man so much.
So fun. Mm-hmm. Tell her, though, to come up with random, like if she's got her, you know, Barbie doll and pizza, Barbie pizza.
Oh, that there's a song out there
they're
for
just,
it.
You wouldn't believe the amount of songs there
Will
are for
do.
Everything.
U.S. News and World Report just released the annual list of best places to live in the U.S. They took 125 biggest cities and a bunch of different factors like affordability, job prospects, quality of life. And the number one city is Austin, Texas.
Oh, boy.
Austin.
Austin.
Denver
People
comes
love
in at
Austin.
Number two.
Denver, really?
The top three are places I've heard people are going from here
in
to
droves.
There.
Right. What's
to
the
Austin,
third?
Denver, and Colorado Springs.
Oh, Colorado
Big
Springs.
New destination spots. Mm. Fayetteville, Arkansas? No idea.
Really?
Des Moines, Iowa? No idea.
It's flat there.
Minneapolis, St. Paul, and St. Paul. They always get high
really
rankings,
nice.
Sure.
Even we were there in the dead of winter, and we still were like, wow, this is pretty nice around here.
San Francisco comes in at number seven, and that's with affordability being...
impossible.
Right. Lack of affordability.
Right.
Portland, Oregon, Seattle, and Raleigh-Durham in North Carolina. Hmm. So,
those are best places?
Best places to live in America for 2019.
All right.
Number one is Austin, Texas.
I'm actually very surprised we made that list based on the affordability thing, but it is a great place to live. It certainly is beautiful.
I did a stat earlier in the week about a dry spell lasting 11 months.
Mm. That people you were in, this is like if you're in a marriage or relationship and you go 11 months, that's...
Well, they were talking about dry spells in general, and now they've got a story about being married, and you'd expect that a marriage dry spell wouldn't last quite that long since you've got a person.
Right.
I mean, there you are next to each other every night, right?
Right.
Another new study talked with 1,000 married couples between 18 and 65.
All right. Who are you listening?
And out of the ones who've had a dry spell, almost half of them said it lasted over a year.
Oh, my God.
39% said 1 to 5 years.
Wow.
6% said 6 to 10 years without doing it with your partner.
Oh, my God.
And 2% said longer than 10 years. Now... So
like
people
the faucet
wrote in,
just got turned off.
When we talked about this the first time, people wrote in and they were like, well, my person has cancer. We can't. Okay, well, that's obviously so different than what we're talking about.
Right.
That's not part of what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with...
A major health crisis is going to put that on hold.
Completely different.
And that's the better or for worse part.
Right.
Sickness and in health.
Yeah. Apparently, after a while, you just give up because a quarter of people in the survey said they'd be perfectly fine with never doing it again.
Oh.
Almost a third of women and almost a quarter of men said,
yeah, it's fine.
I'm over it.
Wow.
I don't even need that.
That's kind of sad.
It is super sad.
Oh,
then my wife.
Come on.
Other than my wife.
I hate Ashley Madison so much. It's
Why?
Just because it's so wrong. And by the way, she gave all your wives your information.
Other than wives.
You hear so many people talk about doing it as a pressure situation. Okay, sorry.
I have a question. If Vinny learns this song on the guitar, will you sing it?
Right. No.
You won't?
No.
All right.
Well, Yeezy and I will sing it.
Yeah, we'll sing it. Everybody!
It doesn't sound complicated.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll just move on. It's fine. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Cologuard box is only testing those with no history of issues. That's what it is, the Cologuard. I saw an ad for that box.
So basically, if you never had...
Oh, right.
Yes, I...
You duke in a box and send it in. Right.
Okay.
It's my duke in a box.
Okay. Oh! That's cute. Hey, maybe we got our own song to write then, huh?
Gotta produce that one.
Duke in a box.
They should actually... JT and What's-His-Bucket should re-record that. And they should be the spokespeople.
Lonely
for
Island.
For Cologuard?
For Cologuard. It's so close to Color Guard, it actually disturbs me.
Because you were a Color Guard.
I was in
you
the
were,
Color Guard.
You lettered. In color
I
guard.
Didn't letter in it.
What do you mean?
There was no lettering in that.
You don't letter in Color Guard?
Not that I know of. I certainly
didn't. Oh, my God. You didn't letter in Color Guard?
Dude, I quit after that first year. I had real problems with during that.
What?
Color Guard.
People were so mean to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, Sarah.
Down there.
Well, you're not supposed to pee your pants. And certainly not in front of everybody.
Nope, you're not. That is true, Vinny. If only someone had told me beforehand, you know? I didn't know.
You didn't know?
I know.
You knew.
I was like, even as it was happening, I'm like, well, this is the end of May. Oh, poor me.
I can't believe you didn't just run out of there.
There was no running out. I was carrying the American flag at the time, too.
Oh, God. So that was
extra excellent.
Oh, my God.
It's a long story. I'll tell it again in its entirety on our 30th anniversary on this show.
I love that story.
I'm here 8 years from now.
Whoa. We talk about Scott Nipple, and we have to see it, but we let Yuzi talk about hers, and we don't get to see that on the looking glass? Psh, double standard.
Yeah, fail, Vaughn. Fail.
It was that he took his nipple out. I'm sure Vaughn focused the cameras on the boob you were handling as you pulled it up and showed exactly.
Is that right, Vaughn? You did?
Okay. He was pulling the nipple out of the way and doing a whole thing.
Oh, was I supposed to bring it out? Totally?
You weren't.
Okay.
That's not proper.
Do you feel like yours are the same as a man's?
What?
You heard me.
They're much prettier, Vinny.
As people say, it's like some kind of double standard.
Oh.
Do you feel like yours are the same?
The difference is that ours are attached to a woman and a dude sees a naked woman and it's a totally different thing than just seeing a dude topless. it's just a guy topless just doesn't have the same
effect.
You know, and you can say that, well, it should and everyone should be able to. It's like, no, that'll cause car accidents. A woman walking down the street without a top on will cause car accidents. Women, on the other hand, can totally handle it. And you can be topless anytime you want. We don't even do a double take. Unless it's really, something excellent is going on there. Or just out of the ordinary. Oh, what's happening there?
I'll read a few more texts before the movie review right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.